Welcome to your 5 for today. Of the numerous ways some have suggested to wake a heavy sleeper, some are certainly less advisable than others. I remember being on a school camping trip when a friend thought it a good idea to wake everyone by loudly banging a saucepan with a spoon and bellowing at the top of his voice. Proverbs is just right when it says, "Whoever blesses his neighbour with a loud voice, rising early in the morning, will be counted as cursing." The most obvious and straightforward method to wake someone up is to speak to them clearly, using their name. The Bible records the occasion when Jesus woke someone up, but this was no ordinary sleep. Jesus had been called by Mary and Martha to the bedside of Lazarus, a close friend who was sick. On hearing the news, Jesus replied to say that this sickness would not end in death, and stayed there for another couple of days. Whilst his disciples were anxious that he should keep away from the district where an attempt had been made on his life, Jesus' delay was for another reason. The sickness of Lazarus was to be a means of showing the glory of God and the Son of God. When they did set out, Jesus told his disciples that he was going to wake up Lazarus. They were cheered at this thought, considering sleep to be an indication of good progress. It was at this point that Jesus broke to them the sad news that Lazarus was dead. So, what did he mean when on the one hand Jesus described Lazarus as sleeping before confirming that he was actually dead? Jesus' meaning can be simply explained this way. To anyone who had attempted to wake Lazarus, no matter how they had tried to do it, he would have been completely unresponsive. Knowing what this meant, they had bound him head to foot in grave clothes, wrapped his face with a cloth, and buried him in a tomb, covering it with a stone. As far as they were concerned, and as far as our usual meaning of the word is concerned, he was dead, and corruption had begun to set in. To Jesus, however, Lazarus was just sleeping. Though he had been dead 4 days when Jesus spoke, the voice of the Son of God calling him by name brought him to life and up, out from the grave. To him, it was just like you or I waking someone up. True to his word, this sickness did not end in death, but revealed the glory of the Son of God. Just before this amazing miracle had been performed, when Jesus was still making his way to the town where these three friends lived, Lazarus' sister, Martha, hurried to meet him. She believed that Jesus could have prevented her brother's death. She also believed that even at this point, Jesus could ask God to raise him from the dead, and it would happen. There was, however, one further thing that she needed to accept, and it was this: that Jesus was the Son of God, having power in himself to raise the dead. Believing this, she would receive everlasting life, life that goes on beyond the grave. Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live, and everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" The death of Lazarus had brought Martha to this point, that she might have life. Readily Martha confessed, "Yes, Lord, I believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God who should come into the world." Moments later, she witnessed firsthand the raising of her brother to life. Such is his power that Lord only had to call him. Many today believe that Jesus was a good man. Some would even say that he was sent by God. To receive everlasting life, however, this must truly be believed, that Jesus is the Son of God. By suffering for the sin of the world, his death on the cross and his resurrection, the Lord Jesus now gives life to all who believe on him. The question is, do you believe this? Whoever believes on the Son has everlasting life. Thank you for listening.